And we begin first with those tennis results. Petra Kvitová advanced the Czech women's team into the semifinal of the Fed Cup, but it sure wasn't easy for the world number two. On Saturday, the player faced Germany's Julia Gerges in the quarterfinal in Stuttgart and was pushed, it has to be said, to the very limit. She lost the first set 3-6. But Kvitová came back to win the second 6-2, and the final went down the wire, a tiebreaker that the player edged by a score of 10-8. After the match, here's what Kvitová had to say.
It was really a little difference between us, and I mean, I had a lot of chances, and then I have a break, and unfortunately it was a break again, so it wasn't really easy to be still focused in the head, because, you knew that I had some chances, and it's not easy to continue the game, and I mean the people who are here and support us all the time, it's very nice, and you know that they are support you, and you know that you can't give up.
Well, a day later, Kvitová didn't give up, but she had to dig deep again in still another three-set matchup, this time against Sabine Lisicki. Kvitová was able to recover after again losing the first set, this time in a tiebreak, but took the next two. The final score was 6-7, 6-4, 6-1. Kvitová now has a 27-match winning streak indoors, and the Fed Cup defending champions won by an overall score in Germany of 4-1. The team will face Italy next in the semifinals. That's in April, around the 21st and the 22nd. Turning to football, a preliminary match in Spain between Czech top-flight football club Sparta Prague and Switzerland's Bellinzona ended after just half an hour at the weekend after an incident between Cameroonian national Leonard Queque, who plays for Sparta, and Czech player Pavel Pergel, who used to play for the same team. The match saw a tussle between the two players, with Queque accusing Pergel of having made racist remarks. Luckily, it didn't come to blows, as both were split up by players and staff from both teams, Mara Frontadnes reported. Pergel admitted he cursed the other player but said there was no racist context. That, however, was disputed by Sparta's general manager, Jaroslav Žebík, as well as team captain Marek Makejewski, who were reportedly closest to the incident. The match and a follow-up in the afternoon were both called off. Meanwhile, the Swiss club accused Sparta of unsportsmanlike play on its website, saying one of their strikers had been fouled 13 times during the truncated game. Turning to hockey and overseas in the National Hockey Leagues, Czech center forward Tomáš Plekanec earned one assist and scored the final goal for the Montreal Canadiens against fellow Canadian club, the Winnipeg Jets. Plekanec, who has 36 points in 53 games this season, 11 goals, 25 assists, beat goalie Ondřej Pavelec from the point. And for a moment, it appeared that Scott Gomez, who has not scored since last season and has had a major dry streak, had gotten his stick on it. But the video replay showed the goal was indeed Plekanec's. The Canadiens won 3-2-0. And in the Czech domestic hockey league, Moravian club Kometa Brno has a chance for the first time since re-entering the top flight of reaching the playoffs through a round robin. The club demolished Vítkovice by a score of 8-2 and is currently in 10th place. That's 7 points better than Karlovy Vary. 5 rounds remain in the regular season, meaning in all likelihood Slavia, in last place in the league, no longer has a shot. Slavia lost to Kladno 3-2 in their last game. And that's all the sport for today.